Marjorie Moore, and the show is normally sunrise. Well, it still is sunrise. It's 6:03 on May 31st, Thursday, and we're looking forward to a wonderful day today. In fact, I guess about 6:15, we're going to come back with the Egyptian yoga package because it was so deep, such a profound package to offer, and you folks loved it. And this so much more to it that I can share and I want to share with you. So roll around, okay? Stretch those legs, take a deep breath, and get ready to have a good day, all right? And I'll be back in a few minutes. up yet? It's still sunrise. I'm Marjorie Moore. You're listening to WBAI Radio 99.5 FM. And we have a great morning planned for you. After we finish with our very heavy Egyptian yoga package, we're going right into a very special show at 8 o'clock, and you have to stay tuned for that. Attorney Alton Maddox is going to be here to spend several hours with us, and it's planned to be really just a monumental program that you don't want to miss, listeners. So if you're used to getting up at sunrise with me and sort of hanging out through the morning show, you got to stay tuned for 8 o'clock when attorney Alton Maddox will definitely be in these studios. Okay, now I expect you to be at least in your slippers at this point and getting ready. Those of you who have to get out to work, it's 6:10 and it's 48 degrees out. And actually, it's quite lovely out. So get up, get up. I'm coming back and going right to the Egyptian yoga. folks, I expect that you are probably pretty much awake now. Two reasons. One, 8 o'clock, you got to be awake because Alton Maddox, attorney Alton Maddox, will be here with us, and you don't want to miss that. So we're going to get you ready for that, though, because we're going to, in a minute, get into, we started it yesterday, the Egyptian yoga. The subject is huge, and it takes in all aspects of our existence, including our history and our culture. Egyptian yoga is an original, fully illustrated work that we have here. Includes hieroglyphs detailing the meaning of the Egyptian mysteries of the temple, tantric yoga, yoga philosophy, and psycho-spiritual and physical exercises. And it is a guide to the psychology of mental transformation and freedom. And yesterday we introduced you to Reginald Muwata Ashby, who is the author of the things that we're going to present today, a video, the CD, and a couple of tapes. Reginald Muwata Ashby holds a Doctor of Philosophy degree in religion. He is an independent researcher and practitioner of Egyptian, Indian, and Chinese yoga, and has studied yoga under the supervision of spiritual masters for over 4 years. He is also the author of Egyptian Proverbs. And Dr. Ashby is who you're going to hear on the tape that we're going to play in just a minute. Now, I'm going to get into the packages later after you hear the tape, because it's something you will definitely want to have. It was proven to me yesterday. It is definitely information that the WBAI audience is interested in. And we are at 99.5 FM. Now, a lot of you find us because you're scooting around the dial. Well, if you're scooting around the dial, stop right here and stay tuned for the entire day. You will hear alternative radio, and it's a must. It's a keeper. It's a keeper, and we're here to help keep it alive. We're at 99.5 FM. I'm Marjorie Moore, and the show is Sunrise, and usually you hear me on Monday through Friday from 6 to 7. Today, I will be with you for a while, at least for the next couple of hours, and then maybe throughout the day. So I want you to stay tuned. We're going to go right to Dr. Ashby, and he is going to talk about the original Egyptian teachings and how they can be applied in the present. And isn't that what we always talk about? How to apply things in the present to help us reach our highest potential. He's going to talk about the source of pain and suffering in the world, and if there is a solution, what is it? And he's going to tell us what the meaning of the words enlightenment, salvation, and karma are, who can be saved, and what is the process of salvation. He covers how modern science is proving ancient Egyptian philosophy, and he's going to tell us in what areas they're doing it. And also he's going to talk about things like who is God, what is God, is it possible to discover those mysteries within yourself, and the secrets of the subconscious leading to that enlightenment. Is Egyptian mythology in reality a symbolic discipline of yoga? Where are the roots of yoga? And he does go into the roots being in Africa, and he explains how that works. Now, I won't describe the packages to you now. We'll save that for after you hear Dr. Ashby. However, I encourage you every morning, as long as the pledge drive is on, to write down the pledge number, because you will definitely be using it. That is 212-209-2950. You got it? 212-209-2950. And if you have to get out before you can call in, well, take it with you when you get to the office. Our volunteers will still be in there ready to take your pledge. 212-209-2950-2950. That's our pledge line. All right, now I'm anxious to get you into Dr. Ashby, because it's a fabulous, interesting discussion about the roots of yoga. And here we go. I'm Marjorie Moore, and I'll be back in a few minutes.
Of, shall we say, cultural brainwashing that we need to transcend. And we just started listening to our own sages of modern times, who are trying to teach us, who are trying to bring forth our culture, who are trying to bring forth glory to humanity and peace and health and happiness to humanity in our times today. This is what we need to begin looking for in our lives. We need to be courageous as a people. We need to start helping each other to make a better world, a world that is less polluted, a world that is more caring, a world that is more righteous, a world that is living essentially by truth. If we are able to do this, we will discover the joy of life. You know, we won't be saying, you know, life is miserable, and then you die, or you know, wondering, being in shock when our family members die, living in fear of death. God never intended us to be living in fear of any kind. And God never intended us to be walking around barefoot and pregnant, or teenage pregnancies, or drug addicts, or making wars, and so on and so forth. But we have chosen that path out of ignorance. And like a medical science, in order to counteract a malady, a problem, you must engage in the solution. You must engage the antidote. And the antidote to ignorance is knowledge. But not just intellectual knowledge. Because we have a lot of intellectuals in our community who talk to us and who bring forth, but they don't live what they're talking about. They don't practice meditation. They don't practice the wisdom teachings that they have discovered from ancient Kemet or from other places. And it's not just a problem in our culture. It happens in all cultures. People like to have these things as status symbols. Oh, I'm a great scholar and so on and so forth, but they don't practice it. Or they want to lead other people in prayer and song and so on and so forth as a means for them to get their money so that they can live well. And this is not the purpose of life. This is not going to help humanity. And we must know that by now. You cannot expect, those of you who are listening now, you cannot expect to just listen to this tape and not do the things that we're talking about and try to derive the benefits of what we're talking about. You can't expect us to set up a call and prayer line or a line for you to make donations, and that we will pray for you. We want you to help you to understand how to pray for yourself, how to work for yourself, how to discover God for yourself. And in so doing, you empower yourself. Or the goddess. That brings up another important aspect of Kemetic culture. Kemetic culture is the only culture that we know of, save for ancient India, not modern India, ancient India, where men and women were accorded the same rights, same privileges, the same status, the same respect in the society. And this is momentous. This means that men and women live side by side as equals, not as the equality that is so-called in our modern culture, which is a pseudo-equality, where you're called equal, but you're treated, underhandedly in a different way, so on and so forth. This is a real, and we have documents that show, in court cases and so many other ways, and land ownership, that women, and we were priestesses and in the temples, and so on and so forth. Now, none of this male-oriented business that women have to stay at home, and women can't be a leading spiritual culture, that women can't be sages, and so on and so forth. This is ridiculous. This is one of the things that disbalances our society, that throws the natural order off of society. It destroys, it degrades our family, it degrades our lives. Degrades culture.
And one of the confusing things also is that many people, with Kemetic history, as Sibin Wata said, it goes so far back in the timeline. But oftentimes when people actually look at the history, they're not really looking that far back. So they're looking at things that have happened in the later dynastic periods where there's already degradation going on in the Kemetic society. And they say, well, look, they did that there, or look, they didn't do that there. And you know, what are you talking about, the civilization that women and men were equal? Look, you know, they didn't have any women in high places in those times. So that also has to be taken into consideration, that you also have to understand the historical time frame of the Kemetic culture as well.
About 15 more minutes.
Okay. Another aspect of Kemetic culture that is extremely important is the art of living in harmony that comes from the actual practice. And this is what I was talking about a few minutes ago. And this is why this introduction is very important. Trying to hit some major subjects that people ask us, you know, usual introductory presentations. It's very important that you do more than just listen to these tapes. It's extremely important. We have as avenues for that. There are people around the country who have expressed an interest in starting study groups. I will be doing a lecture series, a workshop series, actually, not really a lecture so much, but a workshop, beginning this fall, going around the country to different places. And there's a study group already set up in New York City. It's extremely important that you begin to experience what we're talking about. It just cannot be something that you're like dabbling in, or something that it's like your hobby or so on and so forth. It can start that way, but eventually you must discover the art. You must discover the feeling of it, and this is of course where the music comes in. Very importantly, the services, the disciplines that are practiced, the meditation, the learning the philosophy, devotionals, and so on and so forth, these are to be practiced daily. You can't just go to church on Sundays and I think that you're going to end up in the kingdom of heaven somehow by accident or by design. So you have to make it happen. You see, whatever condition that you're in now, that you're listening to this, at this very moment, wherever you are, you have led yourself to that condition. And you may say, oh, the man did this to me, or I was born in a poor community or household, or I had lots of disadvantages. But why is it that certain people, being born with disadvantages, they make it? Although you might want to say, oh, that they are tokens, or that they are somehow, you know, afforded some special privilege, and so on and so forth. Well, the answer to that is, when you get a special privilege, you're allying yourself with someone. If you were to ally yourself with the very essence, the very divinity who created this universe, what can be greater energy than that? What can be a greater source of power than that? And this is how this Kemetic book series came about. It didn't come about by myself just saying, oh, this would be nice to see this. This is hard work. And faith, as well as a desire and love for humanity. And this is what you must be able to discover as well.
Same, I want to mention about the part about having to practice the disciplines. And one of the things is the Smaitawi, or the yogic disciplines, are described as being poison in the beginning and nectar in the end, whereas worldly pleasures, going to the beach, hanging out, drinking, smoking, doing drugs, all these things that seem to give some sort of joy, those are like nectar in the beginning, but they're poison in the end, because in the end they all lead to disease, death, and unhappiness. They do not lead to true happiness. So that, again, has to be remembered, that even though there's a little bit of difficulty in discipline, and that's like it with anything. Look at the basketball players. So many of them are idolized in society, or football players, or ice skaters, any of these people that are idolized out there. How do they do it? They discipline themselves. They get up very early in the mornings. They practice all day long. And the integral aspect of yoga allows you to become that superstar, that yogic superstar also. Because through the different practices, you wake up in the morning, you do a little bit of the meditation in the quiet, peaceful hours of the morning. After that, okay, you have to go to work. You practice the art of yoga of action, where you allow yourself to feel that if it's the divine energy that's flowing through you, sustaining you and guiding you to do all the work. You deal with other people in the world. You allow yourself to reflect on the fact that the very essence of all of these personalities is also that same divine energy. And then you come home in the evening, you meditate again, or you want to read a little bit of the wisdom. So the different aspects of yoga, it allows you, the integral aspect allows so that every moment of the day, your mind is actually able to reflect and flow on this true essence of who you are. And as you think, so shall you become. Just two proverbs as we're closing this section, or actually just one. But this one, again, wisdom teaching says, know thyself as the pride of creation, the link uniting divinity and matter. Behold a part of the divine itself within thee. Remember your own dignity and do not dare to descend to evil or meanness. So, as Muwatta said, the very essence of everyone is the divine self. And if you are able to remember that as you go through all your day, throughout all your actions.
This morning, you're in for a real treat this morning. Egyptian yoga, the philosophy of enlightenment. You were listening to Dr. Muwatta Ashby and his spiritual partner, Karen Clark Ashby. Now, the CD, first of all, we are making a very deep package available to you. All right? This is a profound package. First, we have Dr. Ashby's book, Egyptian Yoga, the Philosophy of Enlightenment. It is highly indexed. It's about 300 pages long. It's something about 300 pages long, full of illustrations, explanations. It looks like a handbook, a workbook, I would call it. Beautifully bound. And he calls it Volume 1 because this is a deep subject and he's going to have other volumes. But this is your basic introduction to Egyptian yoga. Usually we think of yoga from India, but Dr. Ashby is teaching us the roots of yoga in Africa. And that's what we're dealing with this morning. In this package is the book and also this fantastic CD, the music that you're listening to now, and I will use selections from this CD throughout the morning, but the music is fabulous. That So you have the book, the CD, and then we have a video lecture where Dr. Ashby explains and shows us various yoga postures, Egyptian yoga postures. He also goes through a lot of the symbolism and what it means. And, of course, in a video, he's able to illustrate so that you can see it there. And then we're going to make a 60-minute lecture available to you from the tape that you're listening to now. You'll get the best part of it for 1 hour. So you have the book, Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment. You have this fantastic CD, which people are calling about on its own merits, but it is part of the package. You have the 1 hour video lecture where you actually get a course in Egyptian yoga, and you get a 1 hour audio of the introduction that we heard yesterday and up to and including excerpts that you're going to hear today, the best of what you're hearing. That package is going for a measly $250, a package, from my experience, worth well over $400. But you're getting it for $250, and it will include your membership in WBAI Radio, 99.5 FM. That's right. You'll be a member of this station with this package. $250. The book, the CD, the video, 1 hour video, and the audio tape will be available to you. All right. So now, the number to call for that, let's start with that, is 212-209-2950. And I know it's early, but we've got, you know, you got to rise and shine and get up and get started with good things early in the morning. That's my experience. And this is a fabulous package that you'll want to have. So for $250, you get the book, Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment, highly indexed and resourced. And I always look for that because I always need to look things up for myself. And sometimes I like to ponder things. The book includes, let me give you some of the chapters in the book. He talks about modern physics and ancient Egyptian physics. That chapter interested me a lot. He shows how much of what we think we're discovering new right now that was known in ancient Egypt thousands and thousands of years ago. Who is God? He talks about the uses of the mind and thought. He does a whole thing about the symbols used and carries them over into current day affairs, how our Egyptian symbols are used and what they mean. Parts of the spirit, the Osirian resurrection and the story of Horus. Mat, which means virtue and order. There's a whole chapter on that. The chakras of India, he talks about. Egyptian Tantra Yoga is discussed in here and their postures for that. He has teachings for reflection and meditation and the process of transformation. And then, of course, yoga exercises. There's also, in the appendix, a chronology of world philosophy and a key to the symbols that he uses, the Egyptian symbols. And this is the first in a series of books on Egyptian yoga, the philosophy of enlightenment, yoga and its roots in Africa, on the continent of Africa, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago. We're offering that book, where the video, which is an hour long, this fabulous CD, which gives you the music to learn by, to meditate by, sacred music of ancient Egypt and India. It's just fantastic. And we're also offering you a 1 hour audio version of what you're hearing today, and some of you heard some of it yesterday. That package is $250. The number to call is 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Now, two of you are on the line using your MasterCard, Visa card, or American Express card. All right? That's the best thing for you and for us, because we get our money faster and you get your premium faster, and we accept American Express, Visa, or Master. All right? Now, the package is $250. If you need to break that up into installments, you just tell the volunteer who's answering the phone, and we'll make that happen. That package is a fantastic, awesome package, and you are getting it at a very low price. But if you are on a search, on a spiritual journey, and you are putting your life together in a new way, and you need a system of thought, a foundation on which you can count something that's thousands and thousands of years old that's being presented to you today with its roots in Africa, this is the package for you. If you're taking your spiritual journey seriously, then this is the package for you. Not to say you won't travel other roads, because I certainly have, but you will need to have solid, specific, detailed information in your collection of works. So that when you are meditating or praying and you need to put your hand on something substantive, this would be one of the packages that you would reach out for. And you have it in your home. You can work at your own pace. It's a wonderful, wonderful package for spiritual growth. But it's also chock full of history. He talks about the connections between Africa and yoga, and how its tendrils have reached out into other continents and so on. He does a wonderful thing about culture and language, and on how all of these things tie into our spiritual development and how we use them on a daily basis. The number to call is 212-209-2950. Can I see one caller who's interested in a spiritual journey who would need a package like this in their life? 212-209-2950. Will you make that first call from Connecticut, from Pennsylvania, from the Bronx, from Manhattan? Who will call? Make that first call, and then your neighbors will join you. We are about a positive foundation here. We want people to grow, to learn about their own culture, to learn about other cultures. This is a package that definitely shows you the relationship between cultures and why, when we trace our roots and all roads lead to Africa, Mother Africa, we can meet there. That's a place to meet, regardless of where you're from or what you think your culture is right now. 212-209-2950. We are also going to make available just the book, the 300-page book, Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment, by Dr. Ashby. The book and the CD for $150. The book and the CD. The CD you're listening to now. The book and the CD for $150 will be available. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Come on, folks. I need a few of you to make that call. Don't waste time before you start your day, so we can get back to hearing more of the tape before you set out for your morning. 212-209-2950. We'll also make the book available and your membership in WBAI for $100. The book and your membership for $100. All right? Well, then we'll also make the video available with your membership for $100. Or the CD available for $100, including your membership, or 2 1-hour audio tapes and your membership for $100. So there we have something at every level so that you can begin the process of learning about Egyptian yoga, yoga that has its roots on the continent of Africa thousands and thousands of years ago. And Dr. Ashby is a wonderful teacher, and he speaks clearly, and the information is right where you can understand it, right where you can understand it. The video offers you the opportunity to, actually, it's like taking a class. If you're like me, I need to hear things over and over and over again before I sometimes grasp certain parts of it. Well, you'll have that in your library to do that with. And then the audio tapes are going to be excerpts from what you've heard yesterday and today. And we haven't even played. We've got an interview with Dr. Ashby that we want to play for you later. where he, and also where he gets into some of the health aspects of Egyptian yoga. So we need one caller to start the ball rolling. Remember we talked about when one person starts the ball rolling in the right direction, others just seem to pick up on that positive energy. 212-209-2950. Let's get a flurry, and then I'm going back to the tape. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. Will you make that call? Can we just get a few calls? Come on. 212-209-2950. We need a few calls. 212-209-2950. This is a fantastic, thorough, substantive package. It is deep and profound. The whole discussion of the roots of yoga in Africa for you this morning. Thank you, caller. We have two callers on the line. Exactly two callers. We need you to join those callers and make this package available for yourself. You can do the whole package. You get four things. The book, 300-page, highly illustrated book. You get the CD of this beautiful music, this fantastic music. It's just wonderful music. Let's listen to it a second. There are two callers on the line. Will you join those callers? The CD is available for $100 in your membership. Listen to this music. Listen to this music. The whole thing in this package. You've got your music to meditate by. You've got your music to chill you out after a rough day. I mean, this is a fantastic CD. It has several cuts like this, you know, more or less, and they're all fantastic cuts. Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment. Get the book, the CD, the video, and one 60-minute audio tape in the package for a measly $250. 212-209-2950. You can charge it. You can do it on installments. You can send a check or a money order. All you have to do is call 212-209-2950 and let our volunteers know. We want you to have this package in your hands so that when you're ready to handle various aspects of your life, you have the information right there. And it is an education to understand the history, the geography, the cultural aspects of spirituality and the roots. I mean, he really literally explains to you Tantra yoga and the magnetism of the human body. He talks about I just want to get into some of the there's so much to learn from it. Introduction to Mat. The philosophical definition is that which is unchanging. It was the same in the beginning of time. It is the same now and will be the same forever. And then he explains, the closer you get to the truth, the simpler it is. Truth is not simple except to those who know everything. The wise person who acts with Mat is free of falsehood and disorder. The law is cold, truth is cold. And he goes on to explain what that means. In the book he has a whole explanation about the word yoga. The literal meaning of the word yoga is to yoke or to link back. The implication is to link back to the original source, the original essence, that which transcends all mental and intellectual attempts at comprehension. The thing that I found in here that was so great for me yesterday in the book was when he talked about direct learning. And I was thinking of my own situation where, for example, I gave the example yesterday, no one can convince me that there's something called death, that people actually, the Creator made you and then snuffs you out. I don't accept that because of a direct experience that I had. There's no empirical evidence that you can provide me that will make me believe anything else because of my own experience. Well, they call that direct experience, direct knowledge. Now you may have it about something else, where someone can present you with a whole data-based factual something to disprove what it is you know from direct experience, and they can't persuade you. And so I was thinking that when young people, like children, may be like that, where children have direct experience, increasingly so in the public school system, and they can't, so they're having a difficult time educating them. Not because the children can't learn, but because the children, especially I think children of color, but probably all children, have more of this thing called direct experience that includes your intuition, your spirit, and so on. And they just know something, and we as adults are not addressing it because we're not educated about it. So we don't know how to set up systems to educate our children in this regard. We're not using the best of the child to help the child be educated. The child comes in educated, and you know, a good education is just not filling kids up with information. It's bringing out of children what they already know. And a lot of times we can call that process a spiritual process. So if we're not developed ourselves in this regard, how on earth can we make systems that will address this business of direct knowledge? And Dr. Ashby gets into that and how important it is for us to embrace the concept of direct knowledge as a struggling people, as an oppressed people. It's extremely important. Now, that doesn't exclude anyone, because you can be oppressed in the midst of luxury. You can be depressed. You can be struggling to find your place in life, work, and so on. And Egyptian yoga, interestingly enough, makes its principles applicable to whatever it is you seem to be struggling with. It is a wonderful, informational system that actually has practical application. All right, so we're making that package available to you this morning, and I hope you will take advantage of it. 212-209-2950 is the number. 212-209-2950. And we're also offering the book and the CD for $150. And all of these offers include your membership in the station. If you like the music, and the book is a handbook, it really is a workbook, then you can get the book and the CD for $150. The book and the CD for $150 by calling 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. All right, we're going to go back to the tape and hear more of Dr. Ashby, and then we'll be back. And hopefully you'll be a little more awake by then, and we can move on with our morning. And don't forget, at 8 o'clock now, Attorney Alton Maddox will be here live with us on WBAI Radio. All right, stay tuned for Dr. Ashby.
Yoga, what it ultimately leads you to understand is that this also goes back to one of the teachings of Jesus. That's why he said it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He's not trying to tell you to be poor. He's not saying don't work for money, don't make money, but basically to understand that that's not what your happiness lies. It's what you do with the money, and it's really it's where your mind is as you make the money. Because you, what is the purpose if you have a really terrible job that you hate, but you're making lots of money? At the end of it, what happens? You kick the bucket. You get a heart attack from all that negative energy built up from hating your job all those years. Or as soon as you retire, you're ready to retire and enjoy the money. Now you have cancer or something like that. So the integral practice of yoga allows you to be able to get the very most, the very richest experience you can get out of life, that which you are already searching for, but in an incorrect manner. It allows you to be able to tap into that and to access that and to be able to experience it in every moment of your day, in every moment of your life.
There's another aspect, also in closing, that we haven't really been able to get into, because mostly in this talk we discussed the yogic disciplines. And on the devotional path, on that aspect, there's the discipline. Many people look at ancient Egypt and they see all these gods and goddesses, and Western culture, again, Western religions, mostly they refer to this as a polytheistic or a pagan and a lower practice of religion. And they lump Hinduism together because Hinduism has the same kind of system. And in a sense, Yoruba also has the same kind of system of the Orishas, of many gods and goddesses that emanate from the one. But when people are trying to denigrate something, as Karen mentioned earlier, they look at the outer form of it instead of looking at the inner understanding. Kemetic culture never said that there are lots of gods and goddesses, but it said that these are symbols of the energies that course through the universe, which emanate from the one supreme being. And what this means is that the religious path of ancient Kemet is actually a mystic path. It cannot even actually be compared to what the Western culture calls religion. This is a deep science of mysticism that the world is sadly lacking at this point. And that is a whole other area that we will hopefully be able to get into in one of these talks as well, because some of the books they deal with those aspects specifically of the spiritual path, and they are mostly practiced in a devotional aspect, devoting yourself to a divine image, and then going beyond that and discovering the transcendental aspect which transcends that icon or that image. See, the problem with Orthodox religions, they say, oh, this is the only image and anything else is wrong, and that's a misunderstanding. Actually, that is true idolatry. We're trying to say that God is only one thing and not everything. Thank
you. Say it again.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much,
Hetep.
All right, you're listening to WBAI 99.5 FM. We're going to go right to a second tape because I'm trying to fit in as much for you listeners as I can. I want you more than anything to have this information. We're talking about Egyptian yoga this morning and its application to your practical daily life. But it's such a wide spectrum of information is provided here that it ends up being a history lesson, a language lesson, a philosophy lesson, a religious lesson. It talks about your mental and emotional development, the transformation of your life, of our very planet. And also, an interesting thing is that many of the things that we think we're finding out are new are not so new. That thousands and thousands of years ago, these things have been discovered already. And it's just a matter of us getting to the truth of our existence and not depriving other cultures, other than Western cultures, not depriving that us of that information, because we're depriving everyone when we don't acknowledge that there was a lot of development in truth, highly evolved beings in these other cultures thousands of years ago, that we are really like little babies when it comes to these deeper issues of the inner life and transformation and not killing ourselves from pollution and eating poor food and not understanding the how we breathe and walk and utilize our bodies, that it's important how we think and what anxieties are we embracing that ruin our day. Well, all of this is covered in this 300-page book, Egyptian Yoga, The Philosophy of Enlightenment. And you've been listening to Dr. Mawata Ashby and his wife, Karen. You've also been listening to this beautiful CD that comes with the package. So now we have the book, the CD, but we also have the video. It's an hour long, and there Dr. Ashby is able to actually give you a class, and you can see the symbols, and he can explain in the video in a much more efficient way what the symbols are and what things mean. And then we have the one-hour audio tape that goes with the package. So there you have four items for your premium, and they are the book, the video, this great CD, and the one-hour audio tape for $250. And we are encouraging you to get this package at this very low rate of money. I mean, it's very, very inexpensive. If you were to go outside and purchase this, first of all, it's like having a workshop at home. They actually give you everything that you need to meditate, to pray, to do movement and posture and so on.